בוקר טוב רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, שבת שלום פרשת ויגש. No, it's on Halacha. Yeah. So, this coming Tuesday, unfortunately, hopefully we'll be able to celebrate this Tuesday with kebabs and burnt rice. Aval, bezat Hashem. Unfortunately, if Mashiach doesn't come by Tuesday, so Tuesday is going to be a fast day. Manan actually brings down in Shulchan Aruch, there's actually two Shabbatot of the year where we're supposed to be announcing fast days, coming fast days in Shul. One of them is the Shabbat before Asara B'Tevet this week, and the other is the Shabbat before Shiva Asara B'Tammuz. Why not the other ones? Maran writes in Bet Yosef, because the other fast days are very popular. Everybody knows about them. Tzom Gedalia, everybody knows, always comes after Rosh Hashanah. Tisha B'Av, everybody knows about. Ta'anit Esther is really Mechamat HaMinhag and nothing to do with Churban Bet HaMikdash. So that's a different story. But these two, sometimes the Bet Yosef says people have a tendency, if you don't announce it in Shul and Shabbat, and actually the Agon Rabbi Rafael Aharon Ben Shimon in the Sefer Minhag Mitzrayim writes that many times people who had good intentions, they just because the Chazan or the Shliach Tzibur or the Rav didn't announce the fast in Shul, they actually ate and drank on Asara B'Tevet and Shiva Asara B'Tammuz because they didn't know. So it's Chovak Dosha.
What's the acronym? Akaf Alav Piu.
Akaf Alav Piu is the ones that we...
Akaf Alav Piu.
Yeah.
So it's Ale Akaf
Av. Why do they forget those?
Av Ben...
Those ones that you don't say. You cover your mouth. So don't say for those.
Av Kaf is something to do with Gedalia and Pe is Purim.
Yeah.
Something like that. We'll figure something out. Anyway, because the Ish Matzliah brings them. Leave it to them. Anyway, Mikol Makom, this coming Tuesday. I don't remember this manam offhand. You have to check the Luach. Mikol Makom, it's short. It's the shortest fast of the year. So don't complain. Anyway, Mikol Makom, od meot katzah. That's because the days during the winter is katzah. Asara B'Tevet Rabotai is a halachic mystery, as you probably saw in today's, in the title of today's shiur. Why do I say that? Now, the Bet Yosef quotes Rabbeinu David Abu Dirhem. The Abu Dirhem, the Bet Yosef says in many places, was the king of Minhagim. He was a Rabbi David Abu Dirhem. He was Mechachmei Rishonim Asfaradim, but he was Baki Gadol B'Minhagim. Always brought him. So anytime there's a Minhag thing, he brings him down. But Yosef quotes him and he says, "Ilo ayachal asara betevet b'Shabbat, lo ayu yecholim litchoto kishar tzomot shekshechalim b'Shabbat nidachim yom lishon." In general, when a fast day falls out on Shabbat, what do we usually do?
Postpone.
Besides for Ta'anit Esther, which we don't postpone, we make it earlier or Magdim. But all other fast days, we push off to Sunday. Besides for, says the Abu Dirhem, asara betevet. What's pshat? He says, "Mikol makom tzom asara b'tevet lo nitcham mipnei shekatuv bo be'etzem hayom hazeh." It says in the pasuk in Yechazkel that "Ata ben adam kitov lecha et shem hayom et'etzem hayom hazeh." Write down for you the essence of this day, because this was the day "ki b'hayom hazeh samach melech bavel al Yerushalayim." This was the day that Nebuchadnezzar besieged Yerushalayim, and he actually broke into Yerushalayim on Tit B'Tammuz, which is the first Bet HaMikdash. Second Bet HaMikdash was Shiva Asar Bet HaMuz. Anyway, but this was the beginning of the end of the Qurban Bet HaMikdash. And since the Navi uses the language Et Etzem Hayom Hazeh, the essence of this day, this fast day cannot be postponed. And since, if it were to fall out on Shabbat, you must fast on Shabbat. So quotes the Bet Yosef B'Shem Abu Dirhem. And he ends off after he quotes it, "Velo yada'ati minayin lo ze," which means what? I don't know where he got this from. We don't find this halacha sourced in Shas, not only that, even the fact that we fast on Yom Kippur when it coincides on Shabbat, the Gemara needs to bring a pasuk. What pasuk does the Gemara bring to teach us that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbat, we fast? Shabbat Shabbaton hu lachem ve'initem et nashotechem. Shabbat is regular Shabbat. From the fact that the Torah doubles down on Yom Kippur and calls it Shabbat Shabbaton to teach us that the Shabbat Shabbaton overrides regular Shabbat and we fast. So the Beit Yosef says, I don't know where the Abu Dirham got this from. It's not from the Shas. We don't find in the Rif and the Rambam in the earlier poskim. And the Beit Yosef leaves it like that, open-ended. Now,
how can a minhag override halacha then?
That's a very big question, which is exactly the point, the crux of today's shiur. We're going to find out why be'emit, even though the Beit Yosef couldn't find the makor, why would Abu Dirham say this and how does it make sense? Especially, everybody knows the famous Gemara. There's a Gemara in Masechet Yevamot, Daf Tzadigima. The Gemara brings down, Leman tilmad li'ira et Adonai lo'echem kol hayamim. In order for you to learn to fear Hashem your God all days, says the Gemara, kol hayamim elu shabbatot v'yamim tovim. It's a reference to Shabbat and Yom Tov. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Have lamed li'zaher shelo levatel onek Shabbat. When the Torah commands us to fear Hashem all days, which Rashi said, which the Gemara says is Shabbatot Yamim Tovim, what does it mean to fear Hashem on these days? It's a reference to be careful with Onik Shabbat. We know the antithesis of Onik Shabbat is what?
Eating.
No, fasting.
Opposite.
Antithesis is the opposite. Onik Shabbat is enjoying yourself. Eating, drinking, resting, enjoying yourself. Fasting is exactly the opposite. Be'emet, the Chatam Sofer, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, quotes the Rambam, and he says, he proves that the Rambam holds mitzvat, Oneg Shabbat is mitzvat asem in a Torah. It's a positive, biblical commandment to enjoy Shabbat with eating and drinking. You believe that? It's big stuff. To eat and drink on Shabbat, mitzvat ase. Huge. Eating meat and fish and wine and, you know, burnt rice and all that stuff. It's all mitzvat ase midorai.
Fried rice.
Okay. No, it's not. Fried rice is Chinese.
It's fried, but you don't move it when it's fine. You keep it there.
Oh, okay, fine. Now. Anyway, he takes his burnt rice very seriously.
I always thought my Akiva was very makpid on this, but Ezra will not eat, like he will leave the table if it's not there.
Anyway, he's making a protest. Anyway, Bekitzur, so if the Rambam, and even though, which psukim teach us about Onik Shabbat? We say it every Shabbat morning by Kiddush. Im tashim Shabbat radlecha. Asot chavetzer liyam kodshi. V'karata la Shabbat Onik. Where are those psukim, Rabotai? V'karata la Shabbat Onik. Where is that? Which one of the books of Torah? It's not in the Torah at all. It's in the Navi Shaya. Say, how can the Rambam say it's the Oraita? Says the Chatam Sofer, the Rambam holds mitzvah Onik Shabbat is part of the mitzvah of Zachoret Yom HaShabbat LeKadesho. And just Yishaya came and made a semich. He said, he elaborated on it a little bit more, but it's mitzvah de Oraita. So I don't understand. If Onik Shabbat is mitzvah de Oraita, this fast of Asara B'Tevet, is that a fast that's from the Torah? Only Midrabbanan. It's in Dirabbanan in commemoration of the Qurban Beit HaMikdash. So how can a rabbinic fast come and uproot a biblical commandment of Onik Shabbat, according to all these poskim? Not only that, the Meiri writes in Masechet Shavuot, Daf Kaf Aleph, he says that the three meals of Shabbat are Doraita. It's a very interesting thing. So he says, from the fact that the three meals on Shabbat are Doraita, what does that tell you about the Isur of fasting on Shabbat? Isur of fasting on Shabbat is also Doraita. So if that's the case, what are we doing? How can the Abu Dirham write that we would fast on Shabbat for Asara B'Tevet because of this Pasuk? At the end of the day, it's all,
how does it get that the three meals are Doraita?
He learns from the Pasuk. The Torah brings down a Pasuk and the Gemara derives from this Pasuk. Shabbat, Tavkuf Yudchet. Shalosh Seudot B'Shabbat. Sheneimar. What does the Torah say? Vayomer Moshe, Ichluhu, Hayom, ki Shabbat, Hayom Ladunai, Hayom lo timtzau basadeh. In that pasuk, how many times the Torah used the word Hayom?
Four.
Three times. Mikan leshalosh saudot b'Shabbat. No. The Torah says three. Nachon. Seudah Revi'it is also part of mitzvat onik Shabbat, but that's a seudah that doesn't happen on Shabbat. It happens after Shabbat. So, from the fact that the Meiri learns out to mamash mitzvah d'oraita, so it comes out that fasting on Shabbat is Isur Torah. So what's pshat? What's going on here? The first posik to actually deal with this is the Or Sameach. Anybody ever hear of the Or Sameach? Who's that? Mizeh? Or Sameach is one of the classics. Hagaon Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. Heard of him? He was the Lithuanian. Dvinsk was in Lithuania. The city of Dvinsk had two rabbanim, one Litvish and one Hasidish. The Litvish Rav of Dvinsk was Rav Meir Simcha, the Gaon Rav Meir Simcha, author of the Or Sameach, Meshe Chochma, and others. Anybody know the Hasidish Rav of Dvinsk?
I didn't know Lithuania was a place, Rav.
Lithuania is right next to Shiraz. It's like right across the border. Anyway, the Kitsur.
They're all part of Esfahan.
Yeah, every Lithuania is in Esfahan, next to Shiraz. Anyway, Mikon Makom. Oi. הם ממש חושבים שזה כל העולם. Anyway, בקיצור, right, מיכאל?
חודו והתקוש.
מהודו והתקוש ממש.
חודו.
The Hasidish Rav of Dvinsk was none other than the Tzafnat Pa'aneya. Hagaon Rabbi Yosef Rosen. Zech Tzadik Livracha. Anybody ever hear the name? Anybody ever hear of the name, the Ragachavar Gaon?
Yes.
That was him. He was Hasidish. He was actually, which kind of Hasidish was he? No, it was Chabad. It's actually Chabad, very, very close confidant of the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak. So anyway, there's a famous story with the Ragachavar. He was known to be a very, very fierce Gaon, tremendous halachic genius. You read his Sfarim, you can't even understand what he's saying. It's a Gaon Mufle, like something not from this world. And when people used to come to speak to him in learning, used to tear them apart. One time, Hagaon Rav Aaron Kotler, the Rosh Yeshiva of Slutsk, and later of Lakewood, he came one time when he was younger to speak to him and learn him. And he started speaking to him, and he started firing away the Ragachavar. Boom, boom. And Rav Aaron held his own. He answered him, and then he asked on him. Rav Aaron was also Ilui Mufle, Gaon Mufle. So you're going back and forth. So the Ragachavar was known as very, very, he was known to be sharp. Very harif. So at the end, he asked him, he looked at him. He was younger, the Rav Aaron. Huh? This is early to mid 1900s. This is before the war, before the Second World War. So, you know, probably 1920s or so, 1930s maybe. So at the end, the Ragachavar looked at Ron Cutler and he looked at him and says, "Tell me, what do you do? What do you, you know, what's your occupation?" So Rav Aaron didn't want to tell him that he was a Rosh Yeshiva. He told him, he says, I'm a balabas. I'm a, you know, it's a balabas, a working man. So sir, the Ragachavar looked at him and said, not bad for a balabas. Oh, yeah. If you would have told him he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he would have torn him apart. Anyway, Shamat Edzim, Michaim. It's a very, very chashuv of a story. Anyway, Mikon Makom, the Or Sameach in his Perush on the Rambam in Perekim Ilchot Ta'anit Halachavav, he writes, it's a very interesting thing, that he quotes the Kiryat Sefer, which is the Mabit, who says that the only Isur on Shabbat to fast is only when you're fasting Me'it Le'et, which means the entire Shabbat. But if you're only fasting a portion of Shabbat, that's not an Isur Torah. Therefore, the fast of Asara B'Tevet, when is it? Only from Alot HaShachar until Tzedek Chavim, which is only the daytime hours of Shabbat. But the nighttime hours of Shabbat, you'd be able to eat, and therefore you wouldn't be transgressing this Isur of fasting on Shabbat.
Whose answer was this?
The Or Sameach.
Huh? Is it a positive mitzvah to eat, or is it a negative mitzvah to not?
Both.
How does it get the negative?
One is learnt out from the other. If it's a positive mitzvah, if Onig Shabbat and eating and drinking is a positive mitzvah on Shabbat, therefore, wash must be that fasting, which is the opposite of eating and drinking, is Nisur Torah.
That's what it works.
Why not?
If something is positive,
the Me'iri says so. You're right, but the Me'iri understands this from the Gemara that fasting is Nisur Torah. Now,
what about eating that issue?
So, if you're doing it as a fast, which means if you eat at night, now according to the Or Sameach that he just said, the only Isur of fasting on Shabbat is the entire 24 hours of Shabbat. But Maran Tichon Berakha brings the Sefer HaYishkol and many other Rishonim that disagree with this Or Sameach, and they say that fasting for any period on Shabbat as a fast. Now again, is there any mitzvah to continually be eating on Shabbat for 24 hours of Shabbat, non-stop eating? No such mitzvah. Rather what? There's no mitzvah to be eating all the time. But what? There is an isur, these Rishonim say, to fast for any period of Shabbat, which means sometimes a person wakes up in the morning. Now we know there's a besides for this, there's an isur to fast until Chatzot of Shabbat. You know that. Especially in the winter, you have to be very careful. You can easily avoid this by waking up in the morning before tefillah. You have a cup of water, coffee, tea, whatever it is. Then you break the fast. That's fine. Okay, but you're not let, especially in the winter when Chatzot is very early, and sometimes people's tefillah, you know, they already they pray shalosh tefillot and lifamim arba tefillot bayom. Shabbat morning they start late, so they get shacharit, musa, mincha, arbit, and by the time they come home, it's avdala. Nahon? Makir zeh? Yes, kaz davar. To be very careful. Chatzot now is at about 11:45, 11:50, mashkazim. Be very careful. By the time you get home, something has to pass your lips before Chatzot. Whether it's food, beverage now. Food you can't do before tefillah. You need kiddush. So you can't do that. Or, I mean, you don't need kiddush necessarily, but you're not allowed to before tefillah. And after tefillah, you need kiddush. The only thing that you can drink before tefillah is water, tea, and coffee. So over there, you have to make sure to do that. Or make sure to daven early enough so that you're able to come home and make kiddush and eat or drink something before Chatzot. But even besides for the isur of fasting until Chatzot on Shabbat, there's another isur. Let's say a person's, you're done eating at 1 o'clock. And now a person, you finish eating at 1 o'clock, you're going to eat Seudah Shlishit at 4, okay? Is that fine in general? Yeah, it's fine. But let's say a person says from 1 to 3, I'm fasting. You make it L'shem Ta'anit. That's an isur. That's an isur on Shabbat.
So people that do intermittent fasting, if they say, I don't eat, let's say, from 8, whatever, when
to but you're allowed to drink water. You're allowed to drink water. So that saves you. But if you're saying mamash ta'anit, no food, no drink from 1 to 4, even though you finished your seudah shniyah, and even though you're going to have your seudah shlishit at 4, it doesn't matter. It's still an isur. Even a fasting for portion of the day, l'shem ta'anit, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down l'alaha, you're not allowed to fast at all on Shabbat. So according to this,
bring down that this fast, you can fast on Shabbat.
That's exactly what we're trying. So the Or Sameach tried to answer it. Maran Tichon Berakha and Chazon Ovadia rebuffs this answer. Rav Chaim Brisker in his Chidushi Agracha Lashas, right in the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, he famously says an interesting thing. Rav Chaim writes that, you know, there's something called Ta'anit Chalom on Shabbat. There are three instances where you're allowed to fast on Shabbat. Shulchan Aruch brings down all three. What are those three instances? Talk to me, people. Come on. Ta'anit Chalom, Yom Kippur, and one more case where it's halachically permissible to fast on Shabbat.
Erev Tisha B'Av on Shabbat.
Neder? No, Erev Tisha B'Av on Shabbat isn't it? Mapitom, you eat. Erev Tisha B'Av, you eat. When is it halachically acceptable? We already said two cases. Ta'anit Chalom, Yom HaKippurim, one more.
Asara B'Tevet.
Manan doesn't bring that down. That's Ta'anit Chalom. Rabotai, mi shemitzta'er ba'achilato. Maran brings down, if a person fasts all week, and therefore he has a weak stomach, and eating on Shabbat would cause him tremendous tza'ar, since onik Shabbat, eating on Shabbat was made to give a person pleasure, to enjoy. If eating will cause him tza'ar, then you're allowed to fast. Because his onik Shabbat is what? Is fasting. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Hasid used to do. Now, what's the reason why Ta'anit Chalom on Shabbat is mutar? Yeah? So one second. Rav Chaim Brisker says, this is like Ta'anit Chalom. Just like Ta'anit Chalom, why don't we say, hey, if you had a bad dream on Friday night, good. Do Ta'anit Chalom on Sunday. Does that work? No, because Ta'anit Chalom, Chazal said, as soon as a person wakes up, like the Gemara says, Yafe Ta'anit LaChalom Ke'esh LaNe'oret, which means the Ta'anit is Mevatel D'Gzera. Just like the Ta'anit Chalom has to be done on that day, even if it's Shabbat, says Rav Chaim Brisker, now I understand the Abu Dirham, that the fast of Asara B'Tevet also needs to be done on that day, even on Shabbat, similar to Ta'anit Chalom. Now I understand why it can be done on Shabbat. Says Maran Tichon Berakha, Ma Pit'om. You know what's Ma Pit'om? Not what's something. Ela.
Wait.
Where'd you get that from? Yeah. He says, one second. He says there's a very big difference between Ta'anit Chalom and Ta'anit Asara B'Tevet. Listen carefully. The Rishonim, Mordechi, Ravaya, and others say, why are you allowed to fast on Shabbat even if you had a bad dream? Why does that allow you? You ever think for a second? And by the way, Maran says not to be, don't be too quick to fast on Shabbat for Ta'anit Chalom. Only very specific dreams, he says, and only if it's Mitzayir Otcha. What's the reason? The Mordechi, B'Shem Ravaya, says, you know, are you allowed to fast on Shabbat for Ta'anit Chalom? Because it's Safek Pikuach Nefesh. A person is so distraught over the dream, and it causes him so much inner turmoil and upheaval, that is enough. It's considered safek pikuach nefesh to allow you to fast on Shabbat.
But if you fast on Shabbat, you have to fast one more day.
Wadai, preferably on Sunday. If you can't handle it on Sunday, any other day that week. Aval, at the end of the day, allows you. But if it's because of safek pikuach nefesh, like the Rav Aya in Sefer HaYishkol and all these other Rishonim say, does that apply to Asara B'Tevet? It's only the Zichron Churban Beit HaMikdash. Does that have anything to do with fasting Asara B'Tevet on Shabbat Mapitom? And therefore, Be'emet, Maran Zichron Lecha says, Lo Karam Ze Inzi. Ta'anit Chalom and Ta'anit Asara B'Tevet on Shabbat have nothing to do with one another. And Be'emet, Rashi HaKadosh says Meforash in Megillah Dafe that he argues on the Abu Dirhim. Rashi HaKadosh, Rashba, Ran and others, they say, Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, Asara B'Tevet, and Tisha B'Av, if they fall on Shabbat, you push it to Sunday. Meforash, you have poskim against Abu Dirim that hold, that even if Asara B'Tevet falls on Shabbat, it's like any other Ta'anit, and it gets pushed to Sunday. The Bet Yosef quotes this Rashi a few lines before the Abu Dirim. It's interesting that when he quotes Abu Dirim, he doesn't question the Abu Dirim from this Rashi. Why didn't he do that? Shela Tzarech Yun, Berdeha. Aval mikol makom, at the end of the day, this is all lepilpula be'alma. Why? The Bet Yosef says, nowadays, based on our calendar, Asara B'Tevet can never, ever fall out on Shabbat. It can only fall out on Shabbat when you mekadesh the Chodesh based on Re'iyat Edim. Nowadays that we have the set calendar, the latest day in the week that Asara B'Tevet can fall out is
Friday,
Jumah.
Yeah,
nahon?
Friday. Jumah? We've had it.
Jumah? In Bukhari, it's Jumah.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's Bukhari and Persian is very similar. Apparently, they understand each other.
Yeah, they do. My dad, my grandpa, had a worker with Bukhari. And they didn't speak the same language, and they understood
each other 20 years. Gishma. Anyway, but it's the dialects are a little bit different. It's like Litvish and Hasidish. Yeah. In Yiddish. Anyway, Bikitsu. Hello. Atan Tagi. Now, anyway, Bikitsu. Who's the Litvaks? Who's the Hasidim? I think the Persians are the Litvaks. Yeah? And the Bukharians are Hasidim. Because Bukharians actually wear the shtraimel. So they're the Hasidim. Anyway, Nahon? But that means that the Persians have to wear the black hats.
Actually.
If they're Litvish. Nahon? Michael? Or the Hamburgs?
Exactly.
Hamburgs we can handle. Blue ones with feathers.
Blue one, exactly.
Lichvot Shabbat.
Exactly. Rabbi, I have to leave. Could I wish Shabbat Shalom? I have to
stay. Shabbat Shalom. Now, yeah.
Does Shabbat fall on Shabbat?
Yes.
We always say, like, oh, you got to have Sodash and Sheep early so you can start fasting on time.
Fasting on time, meaning from Shkia. Yeah.
So why can they eat 5 minutes before Shkia?
You can.
Why did they mess it up?
Who messed it up? What are you talking about?
Wherever I go, they was like, oh, yeah, don't forget Sodash.
Who's there? Who's they?
Whoever the rabbi is at the time.
Shkia. You got to stop as opposed to other Seudot Shlishiyot. That if you start in
Shabbat.
No. Shkia in Shabbat. Shkia in Shabbat. I mean, not for Milacha, but for day purposes, at least Mechamat HaSafek, so you have to stop eating over there. So, we're going to pause for a second and say Avart on Parashat HaShavua.
How could you even have like...